Hello there. I'm just a little 2-inch long fish, but I save the lives of many big fish in the ocean.
What's your name?
The Cleaner Wrasse, spelled W-R-A-S-S-E.
The Cleaner Wrasse. Oh, yes, the ocean doctor.
Yes, that's me.
Well, welcome to Nature Corner, Dr. Wrasse.
Thanks a whole bunch, Uncle Bob. You know, when you called me the ocean doctor, you really were quite correct.
Yes, you said you save the lives of many big ocean fish.
Sure do. I treat their infections and diseases.
You're very serious, Dr. Wrasse?
Yes, Uncle Bob. The wise, intelligent creator God made me for that purpose.
Well, how do you treat infections that the big fish get?
Well, first, I have the knowledge to be a fish doctor, Uncle Bob.
Did you go to fish school to get that knowledge?
No. I was born a doctor, Uncle Bob.
You were born one? Incredible.
No, very believable. The Creator God programmed that special knowledge into my genes, and I just automatically know how to treat sick fish.
Well, Dr. Wrasse, it's common knowledge that big fish love to eat up little fish, and you said you're only 2 inches long.
Right, but the same Creator that taught me how to doctor the sick fish has taught the big fish how to recognize me as a special fish.
Okay, that sounds logical. So they don't eat you in one big bite, right?
Yes.
How do they recognize you, Dr. Wrasse?
By two things. Number one, the black stripe from my head to my tail on both of my sides.
All right, that stands out very clearly against your beautiful blue body.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Big fish who need medical help recognize that black stripe as a doctor's stripe.
Okay, they must have been born with that knowledge in their genes, right?
Sure. I mean, if they hadn't been, then they would have eaten all of us Cleaner Wrasse fish when we swam close to them.
Sure, that makes sense. What's the other way the big fish recognize you as the ocean doctor?
By a little water dance, I do.
No kidding. That gets their attention and reminds them that you want to be their doctor and not their dinner.
That's right.
Now, where are you located in the big ocean at this time, Dr. Wrasse?
Along the rocky reefs, not far from the sandy shoreline.
Okay. And where do these big fish come from?
From the deep blue ocean, miles out and many, many feet down.
They come to your little doctor's office on the rocky reef to be treated by you.
Yes, sometimes there are long lines of the big fish, Uncle Bob.
Are you serious?
Everything I tell you is 100% serious, Uncle Bob. This is no fish story.
Okay, Dr. Cleaner Wrasse. Now, you said fish line up to see you?
Yes, they know I'm the fish doctor, and they wait in line.
Now, do any of them try to do what the boys and girls do sometime? Take cuts?
No, they wait their turn, and they don't butt in.
Dr. Wrasse, are there different species or types of big fish waiting in line?
Yes, I mean, poisonous scorpion fish waiting in line patiently with a big codfish.
Oh, that's amazing, because out in the deep, different species of big fish fight each other viciously.
But at my doctor's reef, these fish are peaceful.
They know they need medical help.
And they know I'll give it to them, Uncle Bob.
Well, how do you know for sure that the big fish wants to be treated for some sickness, Dr. Wrasse?
Well, Christ the Creator taught them in several different ways, Uncle Bob. Sometimes the fish will stand on his head while he's swimming in the water. Other times he'll stand on his tail. And sometimes fish will roll over.
No kidding. You're serious?
Oh, yes. And other fish will change color, like the spotted goatfish turns red when he needs medical attention.
Well, how do they tell you where they hurt, Dr. Wrasse?
Okay, well, if a big grouper fish has a sore in his mouth, he'll open his mouth wide when I come near him.
Uh-oh, Spaghetti-O. Doesn't that scare you? I mean, if he has his mouth open, that's a threat. Isn't he going to swallow you?
No chance. He needs help. He knows it, and I know it by his mouth signal.
Okay, so you swim right inside his big mouth. Next to his teeth and all.
Sure, and I find the problem fast.
Okay, tell the boys and girls about it.
A tiny parasite, a sea worm, got in that big fish's mouth, Uncle Bob, and he bored a hole in the fish's cheek. That hurts. But with my good eyes the Creator gave me and the sharp pointed nose, I dig into that red swollen spot on the fish's cheek and pull out the worm and eat him.
you'd get a meal out of him then, right?
Sure, that's my pay, Uncle Bob. The Lord meant it that way. Then I trim the skin around the spot where that worm came out so it heals right, mm-hmm. and swim out of the big fish's mouth.
And he swims off to the deep blue, healthy and happy again.
And next patient, please.
And how do you tell what's wrong with him?
He's a big moray eel, about 7 feet long, and he opens his mouth, and oh, I see his sharp teeth. He wants me to clean his teeth.
Really? Well, how do you do that?
Well, see, he just ate another fish, and some of the meat is caught between his teeth.
I get it. He wants you to be his toothpick.
Yes, and I get a delicious dinner.
That's the way the eel says thank you.
Sure, because otherwise he would get tooth decay, Uncle Bob.
That'd be bad news then. Dr. Cleaner Rass, how many fish usually line up outside of your reef office?
Usually a dozen each day. But once I had 300 fish lined up at my doctor's reef. I had to call another doctor to help me.
Two of you working side by side.
That's right.
Do you ever have to go out and scout up some business?
Yes, once in a while things get slow and I get hungry. So I take a hike with my fins out where the biggies are.
And when a big sunfish sees your black stripe along your pretty blue body and watches you do your little dance, he knows who you are.
And if he needs medical attention, he'll open his big gill flaps.
Oh, that indicates there's something wrong with his gills.
Yes, maybe a parasite has bored in there, and it's terribly, terribly important to get that parasite out.
Because that's where the fish gets his fresh oxygen, and his gills must be healthy or he'll die.
So I dig the little parasite bug out, and I make the sunfish happy.
And you get your meal, too.
Right. That's called symbiosis, Uncle Bob.
Oh, sure. Symbiosis means you depend on each other for help.
You've got it. A super neat plan by Christ, my intelligent creator.
Oh boy. Thanks for being my guest today, Dr. Rass.
My privilege, Uncle Bob, really. Hey kids, listen to me just a second, okay? Doesn't my life prove that there is a very wonderful, intelligent creator? I mean, this never could have happened by the luck of evolution. This was too scientific for that. This was an intelligent plan by the Son of God. I urge you, trust him today and every day.
Read about the Cleaner Rass's maker in Hebrews chapter 1, verses 8, 9, and 10. You'll see that he's called the Son of God. You see, that's why I keep telling you, the Creator is the Lord Jesus Christ.